and you are listening to the Texas Standard. Copper workers in Amarillo have been striking for 4 months, and it doesn't look like there are signs of the strike ending anytime soon. The workers are protesting their company's plan to freeze pensions and increase the amount they have to pay for their health insurance. Gus Bova has been reporting on this story for the Texas Observer, and he joins us now. Gus, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Thanks for having me.
Trying to think about copper and Amarillo. I know that there is a big refinery up there, right?
Yeah, and that's the one the workers are on strike from, about 150 workers from a refinery up there. It's been there since the 70s.
And it's these days it's owned by a conglomerate based out of Mexico City, as I recall.
That's right. The company ASARCO has been bought by Grupo Mexico, which is a massive mining and railroad conglomerate owned by the second richest man in Mexico, actually.
Why is this such an important story? Why is this one that you felt like was worth covering? I mean, there are labor disputes over issues like healthcare benefits and that sort of thing all the time.
Yeah, well, it's the fact that after 4 months on strike, there appears to be no progress still. This is just a very sort of intractable dispute that's affecting not only 150 workers in Amarillo, but about 1,500 other workers in Arizona as well. And until I went up there, there really hadn't been much coverage in the Texas media of the Amarillo side of that strike.
So what is the main contention of the workers and of the company? I mean, is the company just basically trying to freeze pensions and slash benefits, save money or what?
The company wants to save money in its American operations, its North American operations. Mm-hmm. It produces copper in South America as well for a cheaper cost per pound. And they want to cut costs, and in turn, the union wants a raise. The workers haven't had a raise in almost 11 years. They don't want to see their health insurance costs double, and they don't want their pensions frozen, right? Same thing anyone would want, I guess.
But if you've got, if you have a similar situation set up, and they're doing the refining for less cost, is it not possible that the company that owns ASARCO these days might just shut down the Texas facility?
Yeah, well, their big operation's actually down in South America in Peru. Is it possible? I suppose, but it's, you know, to the best that I can tell, every part of the operation is profitable. This is a corporation that made $1.2 billion in profits in the first 9 months of last year. So could they shut it down? I suppose, but the workers in the union are arguing that that's certainly not necessary.
Well, I mean, so far they've been playing hardball, right? I mean, one wonders what the outcome is going to be and where this mm-hmm. is headed.
Yeah, a lot is likely to depend on the Federal National Labor Relations Board. They effectively need to determine whether this is what's called an unfair labor practices strike or an economic strike. If they decide the latter, then the company can legally hire permanent replacements. So right now it's a bit of a holding pattern until that board weighs in. And this is a Trump labor board, right? So there's reason to think they could rule against the union. It's true.
What about local lawmakers? Are they getting involved? How big a deal is this in the city?
That I found interesting. In Arizona, you've got congressional support. You've got support from the Tucson mayor. But, you know, this is the Texas panhandle. These are Republican lawmakers, not normally pro-union. And so you haven't had anything from Mac Thornberry or either U.S. senator. And the city council hasn't really spoken out either. They say they want to stay out of a labor dispute, even though, you know, this is generations of Amarillo residents who've gone through this plant. I talked to multiple people. It was three generations of their family who had worked at this plant. And it's sort of a major source of, you know, middle class type wages and benefits for that community. So,
in fact, you were writing that ASARCO is sort of an institution there for better and for worse. There have been several environmental issues related to the plant.
Exactly. Before they opened the copper refinery, they ran a zinc smelter for half a century there. They had to settle a lawsuit over emissions from that plant. And then, much more notoriously, they had a facility in El Paso that spewed pollution on both sides of the Rio Grande for 100 years.
How do you see this playing out? Does the union, the representatives that you spoke to, are they optimistic?
I mean, I would say that they, you know, their resolve is steely, right? I mean, everyone told me that they'll do this as long as it takes. They've got a big strike fund. They're getting support from other unions, including the auto workers who struck in Arlington last year, if you recall. Mm-hmm. So they're getting lots of support. They have a strike fund. They're prepared to keep in the long haul. But again, federal regulators will have a say in how this plays out. So
what about ASARCO? What do they have to say?
They would not respond to any calls or emails. So I had to rely on a financial presentation to investors, which basically got across the idea that they want to cut costs in their North American operation. That was about all it said.
They're determined to cut costs in their North American operation. You can read all about it in Texas Observer. That's where Gus Bova is a reporter. We'll link to his latest piece over at texasstandard.org. Gus, thanks again for speaking with us on our program. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.